I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Over 3.5 million people are suffering from a hunger crisis in Niger. Operation Blessing's Kristen Vischer says they've had teams on the ground since last year. Most recently,
we're very excited to have dedicated a permanent food bank building on March 17th. We are actually providing enough millet in the bank to sustain 600 families until rainy season so they can grow crops again. So that's just one of 5 food banks that we plan to actually be building.
Vischer explains that the hope their team brings to these people provides an open door for spiritual ministry. Next, as you hear this, persecuted Christians from around the world are gathering names and addresses from their communities. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's for a sponsorship program called Bibles Unbound. It's making ministry possible for Christians in difficult areas.
They're the ones who are collecting the addresses, and they're going to do the follow-up. A Bible comes in the mail, you start to read it. Within the next couple of weeks, somebody stops by and says, hey, you know, do you have any questions about that? Can I help you? It's the American church joining hands with the church in these restricted nations and providing them the tools.
And the American dream is being turned upside down. Oksana Gritsenko's family fled Eastern Europe to escape religious persecution. Years later, she traveled with Greater Europe Mission back to her homeland as an interpreter. And that's when God called her to missions. 2 years later, she met her husband, who didn't want to leave the U.S. But God changed his heart, and now they're going back. Pray that they'll be able to share the gospel freely, as religious freedoms are being curtailed in places like Belarus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.